Now, from the world of business to the world of make-believe, we'll visit Anifest, a week-long festival devoted to animated film. Here is Colleen O'Connor with a fresh edition of the arts.
A large audience enjoys an outdoor screening on the main square of the picturesque South Bohemian town of Trebon, which hosted the 7th annual Anifest last week. This week-long festival, dedicated to animated film, has fast become a firm fixture on the Czech cultural calendar since it was established just a few years ago. This year's event screened 320 films in various competitive categories, as well as several animated works out of competition from all over the world. It also attracted an estimated 35,000 visitors to the town, along with 369 filmmakers and around 2,000 accredited guests. These included the respected English film journalist and broadcaster Philip Bergson, who also sat on one of the competition juries. Although Mr. Bergson is more likely to be associated with major international festivals like Cannes, he maintains that Anifest's burgeoning reputation helped ensure that he had no hesitation in accepting an invitation to the event, which he says has a lot to offer.
It is a lovely little event in a very historic part of South Bohemia, and increasingly it is the smaller festivals where you actually can make discoveries, where you actually are not kicked out of screenings because you haven't got the right coloured card. You can actually meet the filmmakers, and I think that's really impressive. It really is a charming, historic place, and although it's very tiny, it has a real cinema, it has a beautiful, almost baroque theatre, and I think it's got everything what a film festival should have and what film festivals used to have before they became great media events.
Besides its competition screenings and accompanying events, such as special concerts and workshops, Anifest also showcases the work of many renowned Czech artists, such as this inspired short film, Status Report on Civilization, by Vladimir Jirane, which offers an amusing but disquieting view of technological and social advances in the 20th century. Jiránek is one of two Czech animators who had a retrospective of their work shown at this year's festival, which tied in well with Anifest's desire to promote local animation production, both past and present. Jiránek's work is associated with the so-called golden age of Czech and Slovak animation in the 1970s and 80s, when Czechoslovakia developed a reputation as a hub of animated film production. Leading German animator and honorary president of this year's Anifest, Raymond Krummer, says that this period has left behind a legacy that Czechs can be proud of.
It really is justified. You know, when before we could cross borders from east to west and from west to east, we already knew Czech animation and we love Czech animation. I think they have a rich tradition and I know that they really keep this tradition and take it to new boundaries, which is wonderful. It's a certain way of animation. It's very human, it's entertaining, and yet with an eye on the arts too.
Legendary Czech animator and pioneer of puppet animation, Vjetislav Pojar, is a regular guest at Anifest. So what does he think the success of Czech animation is based on? And is it still as innovative and vibrant now as it was in the past?
No, pravděpodobně jsme trochu jiný než ty druhý a co právě dělá, jak si tu
We're probably a little bit different from other people, and this is probably what makes our animation so attractive. Styles and tastes have changed a lot over the years. The movies they make today are very different in style to the films they made when the genre was in its infancy. But the decisive thing has always been to have enough talented people. The talent is still here. However, the other important thing is money. And unfortunately, there is not a lot of that around at the moment.
As Mr. Poyer suggests, unlike the glory days of the mid to late 20th century, Czech animation production has had to undergo a painful transition process ever since state support for the industry collapsed after the fall of communism and studios had to seek funds from private sources. Anifest's program director, Tomáš Rychetský, says the festival was also established with a view to supporting and fostering local animation talent, not only by offering filmmakers a platform for their work, but also by exposing them to various styles and types of animation production that they might not get an opportunity to see otherwise.
We decided to organize an international festival to help Czech production and to show Czech filmmakers films, because it's hard and expensive for the Czech filmmakers to go abroad to the other animated festivals. So we decided to brought the films in Czech Republic. So it was one of the reasons why we decided 7 years ago to organize festival.
Rising up, back on the street, did my time, took my chances. When the day's done, now I'm back on my feet, just a man and his will to survive.
Although AniFest's program typically includes a lot of experimental animated films from all over the world, it also shows plenty of mainstream productions, such as The Simpsons Movie and the popular French feature film Persepolis, which won this year's main prize. Los Angeles-based animation producer Ron Diamond, who was a juror for this year's main competition, says that the sheer variety of films on offer at AniFest is part of the event's huge appeal.
What you find here is a broad array, meaning it's a really diverse program. So you can find the very artistic and you find the more entertaining all in the same group. And it's not to say artistic isn't entertaining. It often is. And when I say artistic, it could mean non-narrative experimental films. And some festivals sort of specialize in that or specialize in the commercial. But here you kind of get all of it. So it means you're seeing more films. So it affords the viewer an opportunity to really see a lot more animation.
With the rise of major animation studios like Pixar and DreamWorks, and the massive success of animated features like Shrek and The Incredibles, the animation genre has become a central facet of the movie industry in recent years. Given that animation features are now routinely included in the official selections of mainstream festivals like Cannes and Carlo Vivari, it could be argued that the presentation of animated film no longer needs to be ghettoized in specialist events like AniFest. Philip Bergson, however, is in no doubt that animation showcases, such as AniFest, still have plenty to offer.
A lot of animated films, particularly if it comes from somewhere like Korea, is not exactly mainstream in the multiplexes of Europe or the rest of the world. So for this, it does need kind of this sort of festival circuit. What I perhaps maybe notice and regret is that a lot of mainstream filmmaking has become too comic book. We've had too many literal film versions at $190 million budgets from the major Hollywood studios of what are basically comic books and nothing more. And yet, in those kind of films, and I don't need to say Iron Man or whatever's coming your nearest multiplex, I don't think you find a third of the kind of artistic interest and the complicated allusions and references that are in some of these animated feature films, fairy tale stories, and what a festival like AniFest and those animation festivals do celebrate kind of invention, magic, the world of the fairy tale. And that's what I think when you go in the cinema, if you're going to pay some money, you want to be taken to another world. And animation, of course, completely can do that, because the pigs can fly, the elephants can be pink, and of course the humans can be more beautiful than they normally are.
And that edition of The Arts with Colleen O'Connor brings us to the end of today's programme. This is Daniela Lazarová saying thanks for listening and goodbye.